You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Well, we're here on RNIB Connect Radio in the RNIB Legacy Garden at the RHS Flower Show Wentworth Woodhouse 2025 and the gold medal award-winning RNIB Garden. And I'm with Niall, who's one of the volunteers. He's a guide dog owner and he's been chatting to some of the people who've come into the garden today. Niall, what sort of things have people been asking you?
So a couple of things. So people have asked me about my own eye condition. So they've come through from the pods. So they've experienced the impact that the pods is trying to show. And they may have also tried the simulation specs. So a couple of people have asked me just kind of about my own vision and what I can see, and if my vision is anything like what they've been able to experience with the pods and the simulation spectacles.
And as somebody who's obviously visually impaired, having gone round the garden, are there any parts of the garden that you sort of, I suppose, impressed with or have stood out for you?
So I think for me, the pods have been quite impressive. I think they do quite a good job, really, of kind of conveying, you know, the potential sort of impact that you get with particular sort of eye conditions. And I think it's quite good that you're standing in a space and you're kind of looking around. So it gives you almost like a 360 degrees kind of experience. I think that's quite good. For me, I'm a bit of an amateur gardener, funnily enough, but I did actually train as a landscape architect. So I'm interested in gardens anyway. And I know it would say there's, you know, there's quite a lot of texture, particularly in the planting, texture of the different leaves, but also forms of different leaves. So it's, you know, it's almost like quite a tactile experience. For me, the colours wouldn't stand out so much for me with my level of vision, but certainly the sort of the leaf shapes and the leaf textures are particularly interesting. So it's very interesting what he's been able to do here with the planting.
And any aspects of the garden that you might be taking into your own garden?
Well, it's funny you say that. I think there's quite a lot of grasses here, which I'm quite interested in. Now, unfortunately, my garden at home isn't too big, but I think I'm planning to explore some of the grasses a bit more before I go. And there's some new names for me, certainly, in terms of the plant species and grasses. So, yeah, I'd say the grasses, there's some new grasses here for me that I think could be quite good to take home and maybe introduce to my own garden.
And there's obviously lots of places to buy things here, to buy plants and various garden bits and pieces. Will you be taking anything home with you?
I've got my wallet firmly tucked into my shorts here, Toby, so I think I'll be travelling home as lightly as possible, given that I've come with a lot of guide dog fleeces and water bowls and water bottles and things like that. So I'll claim to have difficulty carrying more home with me on the train back to Newcastle tonight.
And I suppose, you know, to sum up, the best thing about this RNIB Legacy Garden here at the Flower Show is, you know, to show people what life might be like for somebody who's visually impaired, and also to, you know, explain to people and show people how gardening can be accessible, and also, as we know, leaving a legacy to the RNIB as well.
Definitely. And what's been really interesting, I think you can tell by the people's reactions and the questions that they're asking, what you're talking to us about, that the awareness-raising aspect of the sight loss is definitely something that people are responding well to. But I think also, you know, it is a garden, and, you know, people are here primarily because of the gardens, and those two things are kind of, you know, really coming across in parallel. So I think it's really nice that connection between the sight loss awareness, the work that we do in RNIB, you know, the potential impact and the changes that sight loss can bring. But also, you know, I've been talking to people about the fact that, you know, gardening is something you can still get pleasure from. It's a very tactile kind of hobby, and, you know, there's lots of pleasure to be got from gardening activities, even if you are blind or partially sighted. So all those combinations very loud and clear today.
Well, Niall, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.